Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we're reading from Proverbs chapters 5 and 6 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Again, this is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Togba. Amen. And this is A Year in the Word. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking you and praising you, O God, for your mercy, your grace, O Lord God, and your favor upon our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for how you continue to reign on us, Lord. We thank you for how you continue to move and how you're changing things just for us. We thank you, Lord God, that you've loved us with an everlasting love and that there's nothing that we can do, amen, to cause you not to love us. We thank you for that, Lord God. We praise you for your grace this morning because we were a people that were absolutely in need of your grace from the living God. We give glory this morning to the living God. Lord, we're asking that you bless us as we read your word this morning, as we read through Proverbs. Lord God, open up the windows of heaven and pour out revelations upon each and every one of us that we might glean this wisdom. Lord, take it into our minds, into our souls, into our bodies. Receive it wholly and boldly, Lord God, and live thereby, because wisdom truly is crying out in the streets, and there are few that hears her. Oh God, but let us be those who hears the voice of wisdom. Even right now in the name of Jesus, bless, Lord God, heal and deliver right now in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. Amen. We're reading from Proverbs chapters 5 and 6. Amen. And you know, the topic for today over chapter 5 actually says the peril of adultery. Glory to God. Amen. Let us now glean wisdom. Proverbs chapters 5 and 6 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Lend your ear to my understanding, and you that you may preserve discretion and your lips may be knowledge. For the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lay hold of hell, lest you ponder her path of life. Her ways are unstable. You do not know them. Therefore, hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her, and do not go near the house, and do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one, lest aliens be filled with your wealth and your labors go to the house of a foreigner, and you mourn at last when your flesh and your body are consumed, and say, how I have hated instruction, and my heart despised correction. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. I was on the verge of total ruin in the midst of the assembly and the congregation. Drink water from your own cistern and running water from your own well. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets, let them be your own. Let them be only your own and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth. As a loving deer and a graceful doe, let her breast satisfy you at all times and always be enraptured with her love. For why should you, my son, be enraptured by an immoral woman and be embraced in the arms of a seductress? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. His own iniquities entrap the wicked man, and he is caught in the cords of his sin. He shall die for lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. My son, if you become surety for your friend, if you have shaken hands and pledged for a stranger, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, and deliver yourself, for you have come into the hand of your friend. Go and humble yourself. Plead with your friend. Give no sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, and like a bird from the hand of the fowler, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler and your need like an armed man. A worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. He winks with his eyes. He shuffles his feet. He points with his fingers. Perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually. He sows discord. Therefore, his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly, he shall be broken without remedy. There are six things the Lord hates, yet seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who's among brethren. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp and the law a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep you from the evil woman, from the flattering tongue of a seductress. Do not lust after her beauty in your heart, nor let her allure you with her eyelids, nor by means of a harlot. A man is reduced to a crust of bread, and an adulteress will prey upon his precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be seared? So is he who goes in to his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her shall not be innocent. People do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he is starving. Yet when he is, he must restore sevenfold. He may have to give up all the substance of his house. Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul. Wounds and dishonor he will get, and his reproach will not be wiped away. For jealousy is a husband's fury. Therefore, he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will accept no recompense, nor will he be appeased through you. No, nor will he be appeased, though you give many gifts. I have read and you have heard from Proverbs chapters 5 and 6 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I hope you will continue, amen, to be with me through this journey as we go forward and continue in a year in the word. Amen.